This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. King Soopers workers in Colorado Springs are not on strike today. The employees' union said at a press conference yesterday that locations in Colorado Springs would be walking out this morning along with workers in Pueblo, but it later retracted that information as incorrect. UCFW Local 7 says some worker contracts in Colorado Springs have not yet expired. There's no timeline for when or if a strike could begin in the city. Several stores in Pueblo did begin their strikes this morning, as planned. The rate of young adult Coloradans reporting mental health challenges has grown sharply over the last decade. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
That's according to the Colorado Health Access Survey. It asked questions of more than 10,000 people in 2023. It found the rate of poor mental health among young adults, those ages 18 to 26, has tripled in the past 10 years. Now, one in three say their mental health is poor. They describe cost, insurance, and appointment availability as the biggest barriers to getting care. Despite that, Gen Z is the group most likely to seek help for mental health from a mental health professional or medical provider. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Meanwhile, a new bill at the State House would notify Colorado educators if one of their students is experiencing trauma. The bill would require the Safe to Tell program to tell a teacher to handle the student with care when a student has experienced domestic violence, abuse, or neglect. The nature of the incident would not be relayed to teachers. The bill cleared its first committee hearing this week. This is CPR News and KRCC.